Do I talk now, Dom?
Hi, yes. You,
okay.
You talk now.
Okay, hello.
B-B-C. Radio. James.
No, it's not Greg James. It's me, it's Chris. And Dominic just did Newsbeat. Why don't you stay with me till four?
I would love to, but I have to pick my children up from school. Otherwise, they'll be at the school gates.
Yeah, but do a double shift. You can send them a limo.
Well, when you put it like that, no, do you know what? I can't. I would do. I didn't know you were going to do this today.
Well, I said on the air at the end of the show,
yeah,
that I found out Greg was ill, and I said, well, if anyone needs me to do it, I'll do it.
Yes.
And they rang me and went, actually, can you do it? So the first feature in today's Chris in for Greg show is, how many DJs did they call before they eventually called me? And we're going to have a little wager in the studio.
I like that game.
Find out, and people can join in on the text, 81199. So I'm Greg today.
Are you feeling all right? You're not tired? You're fine?
No, I went and had a quick cup of tea with a gaffer, and then I went to the gym, and then I came here, and now I'm on.
Perfect.
I kind of like it.
This is weird.
You're normally in the car on the way back. 3 minutes past one, you're normally gone, aren't you, after Newsbeat?
I'm on the tube now, usually, yeah.
So you go. You get to go home.
I have to go now,
nice.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Will you be listening on the train home?
Of course I will. Yeah. On the underground, they have radio now, so I'll be listening.
I don't know.
No, they don't. They don't. But I will listen when I get home.
All right. Well, thanks for the news beat. So then when's the next news? Half one?
Half one.
Who does that?
Then half two. I don't know who's going to be.
Is this still the lunchtime news rule of whoever's left in the office when everyone's gone for lunch reads the 1:30 news?
No.
Because that's what it used to be when I did daytime before.
No, silly Billy. It's all worked out in advance and it's all on a structured
rotor. Okay, in that case,
system.
Who's reading the news at half one?
That's right. So tune in. I don't know, to be honest with you, yet.
All right, and then will it be Chris Smith?
Chris Smith this afternoon, 2:30.
Do I have to sing his little jingle?
You do.
This is going to be good. I'm glad I met him the other night. I only met him for the first time the other night.
You're going to love this. It's going
to
be great.
Yeah. Get to play songs and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right, thank you, Dominic. Have a nice trip home.
Have a nice show.
Bye.
Bye.
Greg James, BBC Radio 1. That doesn't work with me. It's too slick. I don't like it. Hang on a sec. That's not. I need to kind of put my mark on it, I think. All right. How about this?
Monday. Action. Radio.
Rock on.
Radio 1. Why? The UK's favourite DJ.
Hello, Britain.
Chris Moyles.
It's me.
Radio 1.
That's Arctic Monkeys on Radio 1. And before that was something else. Hello, I'm Greg on Radio 1.
Oh no, my wife's gonna kill me.
Hi everybody. Well, this is weird for you, it's weird for me. It's 12 minutes past one on Monday and Greg has a cold. Weirdly, I have a cold, but I'm greedy. And so here I am. A lovely text message has come in already, bigging me up, saying, Moyles in the afternoon, weird but not unpleasant. So that's nice. What a massive compliment to start the show with. And now the text has crashed. Oh, so I see it crashes in the afternoon like it does in the morning then. Oh, nothing changes. A big pile of 50p's to feed the meter and all of that. So, yeah, I did my show this morning and then had a brew and went to the gym and now I'm back again. So it's quite exciting. I've noticed, like, Sarah and Laura nod everything I say. Is that what Greg makes you do?
Yeah.
You kind of, but you're like the Churchill dogs you get in the backs of cars. Yeah. Ow. Hello. Please nod so I feel good. And the weirdest thing about all this is that Greg will be at home listening in his own bed surrounded by a pile of tissues. So no different to how he normally listens to me then. When he has a cold, of course. So I did their punchline song. Hit the vocal. It's a doddle, this, isn't it?
There ain't a reason you and me should be alone tonight.
Car. BBC Radio 1 on a Monday afternoon. Lady Gaga, Edge of Glory. Hi, I'm Greg James. I'm not really. And Chris Moyles. Greg James Show. New jingles. So Greg phones in sick, right? Do we know what time, Greg? What time did you find out that Greg was ill?
About 9:30, texted me.
9:30. So I got a call just after 11, which means between 9:30 and 11, Radio 1 were ringing DJs to find out if they can fill in for Greg. So the question is, how many DJs did they ring? Sarah and Laura are in the studio, so let's have a wager. The reason being, I'm the greatest fill-in disc jockey in the world. The greatest DJ dep ever. And so they must have rung everybody before they got hold, before they literally were desperate enough to call me. So Laura, as we speak, is already writing a list. So go around there. I want you to talk on the mic. I want you to shout in the background like a commoner. Got some sophisticated music on here, girl. I've never called a girl before. It's because I'm in daytime mode.
Oh, yeah.
This is how I talk in real life, isn't it? So, who do you reckon?
I've just made my list.
Right.
Coxie.
Yeah.
Grimmy.
Is it all the DJs with an E on the end of the name?
Yep.
Right.
Dev, and then you.
Oh, really?
I think you're fourth.
Oh, no. No way. Sarah?
I've got Pete Tong.
Oh, shut up. Don't be calling Tongy before me. The guy's like 90 years old. He doesn't get up till the afternoon anyway. All right, Tongy.
Tom Deacon.
Oh, shush.
Annie Mack.
Yeah, Annie, I would imagine.
Sarah Cox.
Yeah.
Alid.
So you'd call Tongy before... You'd call Tom Deacon before Annie or Coxie.
Yes.
That's why you've been demoted, love. All right, so who's after Coxie?
Edith, Alid, right. And then Grimmy.
Alid?
Yeah.
And you put Alid before Grimmy?
Yeah.
This is interesting. Well, I reckon they definitely called Coxie. I reckon they definitely called Dev. I would imagine they probably called Grimmy. And then... I don't know, actually, who else they call.
What about Edith?
Mark Goodyear? Clive Warren? Pat Sharp? Edith. Yeah. I'll say, do you know what? I'm going to go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Sarah's saying 7 calls before they got to me. Laura's only saying 3.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 5.
What, so you're the 5th one?
They called 5 people, then me.
Well, who's the 5th? I've got Coxie, Dev, Grimmy,
I don't care.
Edith.
I'm doing it. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'm just saying. It's all the numbers.
You've got to name them.
Oh, Coxie, Dev, Grimmy, Edith. I don't listen to Radio 1. I don't know who's on. I'm joking. I'm joking, obviously. Annie. Did I say Annie?
No.
Yeah, Annie. How much are you putting on? We need to make some money out of this. I'm not busting my chops in the afternoon. I'm normally sitting at home listening to the show playing PlayStation in my pants.
What, we're talking lots of money? You're rich, I'm poor.
All right, shall I set the standard?
Yeah.
I'll stick a pound in. Is that too much?
I can do a pound. I just got paid.
Oh, well, then you can just do a pound. Those terribly low BBC wages. I don't know how you live. Laura, pound? You look like you're having a sweat on. Right, 8-1-1-9, who wants to join in? So, how many people did Radio 1 call to fill in for Greg today before I got the call? Give us your name, where you're from, and your number of people that they called before me. And then what we'll do is we'll speak to Reese Hughes, Chunky Reese, Chunky Hughes, and find out how many phone calls they made. And by the way, don't lie, Reese, because I've got the number of all these DJs. I really hope, though, Dev's not sitting there going, why didn't they call me? I could have gone off the mornings. It's kind of like a call Frank Spencer when I do his voice. It doesn't actually sound like that on the air, but... All right, so 8-1-1-9, send us a text now. Right, does Greg have a new music jingle that he plays into his new music, or do you just go, this is new?
You've just got to sell it with passion.
All right, this is new from Swedish House Mafia. Radio 1! Very noisy track, that Swedish House Mafia. I like the melodic stuff that they do, personally, myself. But, no, that'll grow on me. There you are. That is Swedish House Mafia, and it's called Greyhound. Sure, why not? Whatever you want to do. Right, where are Greg's jingles? Where are these? Are these? Do I just play anything?
What?
Where them that music thing that he plays? Where they? Quick James, Quick James, Quick James, Radio One, Quick James. Bear with me, I'll find it in a minute. I've got the producer Laura looking at the. She's got not got a clue either. Are you even in here during
no.
the show? Quick James, Quick James.
No, that's good, not it. Good sexuality James. Night there.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Good dream.
BBC Radio 1. Greg James.
There you go. That's it. That's what I wanted. Got a Rage Out Diary. Stick his name down so he gets the point, will you? I'll take anything away. Right, so, how many DJs did Radio 1 call before I got the phone call saying come in? Mark has said Zane Lowe, Daniel P. Carter, Mike Davies, Joe Wiley, then Chris. Well, he doesn't work here anymore. Three, says Olivia in Knots. Sarah, Edith, and then Grimmy. Six DJs before you, Chris, says Ben in Thetford in Norfolk, including Andy Peters, because they were that desperate. Probably right. I reckon nine, says Alex from North Lincolnshire. How rude. Six, says Heather in sunny Southampton. Chris from sunny Devon says five, and then you. At least seven, says Doolin in Loughborough. Nine, says Deb, cleaning up cat vomit in Ashton. Well, do you know what? I'm now the cat does a poo. Lisa in Wrexham says six. Five, says Stacey in Kettering. I reckon they only called three, says Ryan in Worthing. Well, Sarah in the studio says seven. I say five. Laura says three. I can exclusively reveal, you know, big make a big thing out of it, that the amount of people, Reese just came in and told us, and I can tell you that the amount of DJs that they called before me was actually three. Laura Yay! Wins the pound.
Pay up.
What?
Pay up.
You don't have to gamble on the BBC, love. Sorry about that. It was only for fun. Did I not say that before?
No.
Sorry.
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well done, Olivia. You got it right. Well done, Ryan. Nice one. Good.
This is Rihanna on Radio 1 FM.
Rihanna on BBC Radio 1. Talk that talk. Talk to me, yeah. Yeah. What do I do now, Laura? Do the news?
Yeah.
And I read it myself, right?
Yep.
I read the news?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay.
No, Ben Mundy's
Hi.
Doing it.
What?
Ben Mundy's doing it.
Oh, no. I was hoping everybody from Newsbeat would be at lunch and I might actually get to do the news. I'm going to do a bit of reception later and then lock up at 6. Like, talk about earning my keep. All right, so after the news, we've got Michael Tiny Temper after the news.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
This is Ben Mundy.
A man opens fire on a school in France. Radio 1 Newsbeat, we'll get some more at 2:30.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't watch horse racing on the BBC. That's it.
Really?
Paying my licence fee.
Yep.
I'm not going to see horses running around in a field. This is what the BBC was created for, surely.
Not anymore.
But do you often read the news for Greg?
Occasionally, at 1:30, yes.
Right. It really is. A roll the dice, see who's in the office, let them read the news. Do they often have to run down and pick you out of a calf at 25 past? Do you read and then you go back to your lunch?
Because they look around. No one's here. Who are we going to get?
Is there anybody in the office through that window behind
you? Let me just have a look. Yeah, there are a few people eating at their desks.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, they can do it tomorrow and then you can eat your lunch.
Oh, thanks.
Do you have a jingle? Does Greg ever sing a jingle for you?
Not really. Not that high up the list of priorities for Greg. You can create one for me, though, if you want to.
Do you want me to?
If you could.
All right, hang on a second.
I think it's a bit out of order. You're double shifting and Dom isn't, by the way.
Well, he's got kids. Well,
yeah.
He's got three kids. Well, two, actually, but don't tell him that, will you? Ben!
Monday!
With the news! Ben
Monday
with the news.
I love that.
It's not finished yet.
Oh.
Ben
Monday.
That is awesome.
All right, thank you very much.
You can come back and do this again.
Oh, very kind of you. Thank you very much. Well, whereas you, actually, you won't be needed, but I'll have Chris. But don't take that personally.
Oh, man.
That's only the way the shifts have been designed.
Okay.
I have to go now because I've got a press to say Michael Kiwanuka. Bye bye, Ben.
Bye.
All right. This is Michael Kiwa. Oh my. I didn't know what it means. But I won't be gone for too long. Too long. Yeah. Too long. Tiny Temper, who I discovered, I don't know if you know this, a couple of years ago. I made him, and now look at him. He's like a big, big star. Before that, Michael...
Kiwanuka.
Met him. You know, it's actually easy to say Michael Kiwanuka in the afternoon, but first thing in the morning, it's obviously, honestly, it's really not worth the risk. Because if you say Kiwanuka wrong at 7 o'clock in the morning, it's a handful, let me tell you. Apparently. All right, so Greg James is off, and I am on today. And I tell you what, if Scott Mills even thinks about having man flu, he can think again. I'm missing Loose Women Repeat for this. And Jeremy Carl USA.
One, two, three.
God's sake. So what do we want to do? Like we can do anything. Laura, what do you want to do? Is there anything that you've wanted to do that you've not been allowed? Because we can get away with murder today. We really can. We can do anything. We can give away cake.
Yeah.
You know, we can put some callers on the air with nothing to say. We can do a brand new feature called Laura's Favourite Songs. We just play, like, your favourite songs. Give away Sarah's money. That kind of thing. Oh, she's listening now. Apparently me and Greg are trending on Twitter. How come Greg's trending? He's at home, surrounded by a pile of tissues. He hasn't texted me, by the way, so I don't know if he's listening. Because that's the worst thing in the world. When you're on the radio and you can't go into work because your voice is shot. Hello. And but you can still listen. It's very weird. Anyway, what do people want to do? 8119. Text in. We can do anything. Within reason, we can do anything. Let me know.
You've got the 10-minute takeover at 3.
Right.
And
does Craig do that for real, or does he, like, rig it? Because I'd rig it.
No, it's for real.
I just play my favourite songs every day. Oh, this comes in from Bob. That'll do. And Bob says, can you play Shed 7? Yes, no problem. And followed by Oasis. And Bewitched. Easy. Why are people saying do 10 to 2?
Oh, Sarah came up with a feature a while ago with a jingle first that went 10 to 2, what you gonna do? Yeah. But there wasn't actually a feature.
Have you guys still got the jingle?
Yeah.
Well, we'll
she
do
does it.
Do
it live.
Do it live, yeah.
You really do?
Yeah.
Is there music that goes with it?
Just me.
So it's just like a cappella?
Yeah.
All right. I can find something and then, you know, can jazz it up a little bit with my... Do you sing it or rap it?
I sing it.
Okay, can I hear it?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. It's 10 to 2, what you gonna do? It's 10 to 2.
All right, well, let's not peek too soon, because it's only 16 minutes to 2. So let's. And then that's it. It's just a jingle. You just sing that.
No, and then people text in and
saying
say,
what they're doing.
This is like last 10 minutes of their lunch break. What are they gonna do?
Well, they're gonna finish their lunch and go back to work. There's an inane feature. So it's like, what are you going to do next?
Yeah.
So someone texts and goes, I'm going to have a dump.
I just have to say, I did come up with this when I was a little bit drunk in the pub.
Right.
It sounded a lot
better.
Which
can be any lunchtime, knowing you, from what I believe. Right, it's time for Greg's big thing. Well, what a treat for me. Does he do a big thing out of this? Does he like have like a fanfare and whatnot?
No.
Okay, well, let's change all that. And now, on Radio 1, it's time for Greg's Big Thing, formerly Record of the Week. But now, Greg's Big Thing! This is Hooray... Oh, hang on. This is Hooray for Earth. This is a track called No Love. Greg's Big Thing, Hooray for Earth. They are a New York band who have been supported by Grimmie and Rob DeBank. They recorded a session for Hugh's Wednesday night programme, which you can hear on the 21st of March. They've built up a big fan base in the UK following dates in London and Glasgow, because that's how you crack the UK, by playing 2 gigs. And they've released their debut album, which is called True Love. So that's Hooray for Earth and No Love. See what they've done there. Clever. I like the intro. she's not a million miles away from the music I was going to use for 10 to 2 what you're going to do. Before Sarah poo-pooed it. See, you're not interested. Okay. Right. Well, 81119 then. You need to text in and tell us, what are you about to do next? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And then Sarah will sing the It's 10 to 2, What You're Going to Do jingle at exactly 10 to 2. Then you text in and you tell us what you're about to do. If I don't get a Sony for this, then I'm leaving. 81119 is the text number. Wherever you are around the UK or around the world, if you can say, if you're listening online, you can send a message for free via the website. If you're on the Wi-Fi, it's free from anywhere in the world. Tell us what you're doing. My mate's listening in Dubai. Hey, mate. So you can send us a message. Right, here we go. It is now time for the brand new feature. Oh, hang on. I'm sorry. What a diff. And now it's time for the brand new feature.
It's 10 to 2, what you gonna do? It's 10 to 2, what you gonna do?
Really is that simple, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Right, it's the 10 to 2.
International Radio.
What you gonna do? Scott in West Brom is about to go for poo, and Gemma's off to get her hair cut. Somebody says they're going to have a little break from work and have a whisper and a cup of coffee. Old school. Uploading pages to our furniture market website and eating ultimate pie. Well, I hope that's food. I'm just about to walk into physio, says Maria in Market Bosworth. Well, good luck, Maria. Hope it doesn't hurt too much. I'm about to clean the bathroom. That's another one. That's nice. Get Chris off the radio is proper rubbish. That's very sweet of you. No. I'm going to rob a bank, says Mike and Richard in a white van. See, don't get caught. And that's what people are going to do. The last one is, I'm on the way to Oliver rehearsals in Dunstable, says Tom on the M1. So that was the Sarah's big feature.
It's 10 to 2, what you gonna do? It's 10 to 2, what you gonna do?
I can't believe Greg didn't go for that. I really can't. Well, I wonder what we'll do at 10 to 3. Wrong jingle, hang on. Get me, I'm all over the place. Let's play this for a bit. Better playlist, isn't it? 1, 2, 3.
The Chris Moyle Show.
That was dreadful.
International Radio.
I'm really enjoying this today. I'm having a right laugh. What are we doing next?
It's your favourite.
What are we playing?
Lana Del Rey.
Oh, God. Crossroads. I just don't get it. Lana Del Rey and Blue Jeans on Radio 1. It's 5 to 2. What are you going to do? So we got a lot of messages from people around the world who are doing stuff or listening online. Lucy in South Korea is about to go to bed. Sleep tight, Lucy. Helen in Kent is about to run 14 miles. Brian is listening in Dubai. He's going to put on some Vaseline before going for a run. You always vas up. Downstairs and on the nipple area. That's what I've got to do, because my nipples rub on the shirt and bleed. Yeah, and then it's not necessarily painful until you get in the shower afterwards. And if you share a flat with anybody who goes running and they ever get sore nipples, you'll know this. If you hear this noise coming from the shower, you know what the problem is. I'm listening in New York. Can you play some Snow Patrol to get me through the workday? From Megan. Probably not, but it'll still be good. Wayne says, both myself and the wife are off work this afternoon and the kids are in school. And that's from Wayne in his bedroom. Don't know what that means. Now, John in Derry is enjoying a ham shank, which is like food. Now, people have been texting in saying, what are you going to do at 10 to 3, Laura? What's that all about? What will you do? People are giving you options.
Well,
it's 10 to 3. Where are you going to be? Says Kevin Somerset. Robert driving south in the M5 says, it's 10 to 3. What can you see? And Ollie in Lincoln says, it's 10 to 3. What are you having for your tea?
I like that one.
Yeah.
What You Come For Your Tea.
I like What You Come For Your Tea. Yeah. Right, Ollie Lincoln, you win. That's yours. Coming up at 10 to 3 today will be the brand new feature on Greg's show. It's 10 to 3, What You Having For Your Tea. I bet Greg will be as right as rain tomorrow and will be back in, ready to do his show and save it. And now, here's a trail for the Radio 1 Morning Show.
The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1.
So, I'm going to send a message to Katy Perry. So, what shall I write?
Maybe something to do with you're looking forward to hearing her in the live.
Or say that you're going to be there later.
I'm Cray for your live lounge.
That's funny.
How am I spelling Cray?
C-R-A-Y.
Yeah. C-R-A-Y.
In capitals.
Drop the Z or the Z, as they call it.
Right, this is what I've written. Mm-hmm. I'm Cray, in capitals, for your live lounge this morning. Shabba. Fancy a pint later. Oosh.
What about shwing?
You are so cool, Dave.
Now, are you sure this is going to work, yeah, right?
Honestly, trust me, I understand women.
Back tomorrow from 6:30.
I never get to play these. Can I just say, because it is my show, I hate the fact they edit the jingle at the end, and I hate the fact they always put laughter on at the end of whatever we say, even if it's not funny. And anyway, I had a nightmare, and turns out my dad got diarrhoea. The quiz, that's not meant to have a laugh. It was put a laugh on the end of it. There is a follow-up to this Katy Perry story, in case you missed it, which was I'd said on the radio, if Katy Perry replied, I was going to reply with, sorry, who's this? So I sent Katy Perry a message on Twitter. Katy Perry did reply, and then I replied to her saying, sorry, who's this? Flashlights and the good life. I haven't heard from her since. Anyway, we'll hear a track from Katy Perry's... Oh, shut up. We'll hear a track from Katy Perry's Live Lounge with Fern from this morning, later on today. Flashlights and the good life. Keep calling them my... Oh. Tinchy Strada. Gary and Cruz says, Chris, you should swap shifts with Greg, mate. Who are you, Ben Cooper? The Daily Mail? All right, just after 2 o'clock, Monday afternoon, BBC Radio 1, I'm Chris Moyles, in for Greg, who's off because he's got a cold and his voice sounds strained. Yeah, thanks, Tinchy. Why does he do that? He's like getting out some phlegm. Here we go. That's what Greg sounds like. Someone's texting saying, big shout out to Kate Becker, Kirsty, Jasmine, Katie, Selena, and Melissa, and Marika, Marika, I don't know, in Derby, who are doing charity work. So am I. Keep them coming in, 81199. Chris, this is weird. I've never heard you play so many songs, says Sharon, finishing an essay in Hertfordshire. I know. Where is Greg today? Not that it matters, says Colin in Milton Keynes. I just said he's ill. He's poor. Do you know what we should do? We should give out Greg's mobile number and then people can send him text messages and then he'd feel better. He'd love that, wouldn't he? Or give out his address, pick him pop round and just say, how are you doing? And yeah, bring him like Ribena and stuff and mop his brow. You know, great. Katy Perry she could pop round. She's not going to, is she? If we got to get Katy Perry, get Heather from EastEnders, one or the other. He'd love that. I think that'd be really nice. Right, still to come then, we're going to play a little bit of Katy Perry from the Live Lounge from this morning. There's the album chart preview, which I know I'm looking forward to. And then the 10-minute takeover, where you decide what Radio 1 plays for 10 minutes. Now, is it three songs?
Yeah.
What if they just choose like the full version of James Brown's Sex Machine, which is like 10 minutes long, or like the full album version of Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin? Is that allowed?
Yes.
So if they say, and what happens if they choose like 3-4 minute songs and then you're 2 minutes into the third, you just switch it off?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's fine.
All right, so the 10 minutes or less or more, possibly more takeover coming up. I like that. And then Star Caller will be on later on this afternoon, but who will it be? Ooh. What's wrong with you? I'm giving it some suspense.
Some passion.
Star Caller, who will it be? Ooh. Star Caller, who will it be? Find out later on this morning. All right, let's go.
The UK's favourite DJs. Chris Moyles.
Shabba.
Radio 1.
I'm sorry to ever. two songs back to back on Hot Rockin' Radio 1. That was, who was it?
Maccabees.
Innocence. What? Maccabees first, and then Nero, of course. Or the McKeebies. If you want to sound really uncool in the pub, the McKeebies and the Courtineers are another good band that you should talk about. They're another good band as well. Right, it's 11 minutes past two on Monday. Greg is off because he's poorly sick. However, it's Deb and Carlisle's birthday today, so isn't that great? And she says, what a present having you on twice. Oh, bless you. And that's all you're getting. You're not going to get a card or a present from me or anything like that. And Paul is the best van driver in the north. He just texted in and told me. So there you are. That's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. Right, here's Greg's best bit from the radio from yesterday. Paul O'Grady.
Dear Paul, it's my 20th wedding anniversary on Thursday. Oh, congratulations. On my wedding day, my husband James gave me a pearl necklace. I was thrilled, as you can imagine, and I have treasured it ever since. It only sees the light of day on my wedding anniversary when I give it back to James, complete with the box it came in, so that he can give me a pearl necklace all over again. It's become a wedding anniversary tradition. I must be the luckiest woman on the planet to receive a pearl necklace every year for the last 19 years. Christmas bit of the
radio from yesterday. I don't get it. No. Jewellery every year. She's a very lucky girl. Right. Anyway... Hey, I can be the answer. I'm ready to dance when the... It's all your life today. Been mine, mine. Been mine, mine. Been mine, mine. Oh, hi. Why didn't you tell me? Hang on, sorry. I've got... I'm eating. Because I've got to eat my lunch. Sorry, hang on. Azealia Banks and 2&2, or Do the Bartman by Bart Simpson, depending on which one you prefer, because it does sound exactly like it. Sorry about that, that's very professional, but I'm eating my lunch and I was just having some cashew nuts and I didn't want to say why I couldn't do the link, because it would have sounded rude, especially after the back of the Paul O'Grady bit. So don't imagine Bart Simpson at all. Hey, I can be the answer. I'm ready to dance when the band pops. I love that. That's really good. Which is Swedish for I do like that track. Azealia Banks, 2&2, BBC Radio 1. Thanks very much. Paul O'Grady?
I must be the luckiest woman on the planet to receive a pearl necklace every year for the last 19 years.
Well, you are.
The Voice is not like a traditional talent show.
Start Saturday night at 7 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
I've seen The American Voice, a tape of The American Show, and it's a great show. It's really good, and you might not know much about The Voice, but it kind of starts off, it explains what it is. If they do it the same here that they do in the States. So all the kind of audition process has been done. So when you see the Voice, in theory, everybody's good. So you don't get that kind of, like, you know, too awkward kids trying to rap and look really embarrassing. You don't get that, but you do get people being really good. So you get a singer walk out, you know, some bloke will walk out, he's got an amazing voice, and then the four kind of, because they're not judges, they're, what are they, coaches or whatever, they sit with their back to the singer, so they don't see what the singer looks like. All they get to do is judge the singing by the voice, and if they like the sound of it and think I could do something with this person, they hit the little buzzer and their chair swings around, they get to face the person. Good idea. Saturday night, BBC One, 7 o'clock, and if you've got the Hudder telly, it'll be in Hudder in the high definition. That is The Voice, and it's coming soon to BBC One. What's coming on Saturday night? I love this track. I love this so much, you had to play it very, very loud. This is another act that I found. His name is Mr. Plan B. And this is a new single called Ill Manners. Turn it up loud on Radio 1. Let's all go on an urban safari. We might see some illegal migrants. Love it. Absolutely love it. Plan B, Ill Manners. That is his new song. How can you not like that? I still haven't met Plan B yet. When we do meet. Oh, my God. It's going to be awesome. Like when Louis Walsh met Jedwood for the first time. And now I'm looping this intro. I don't know how to get out of it. Love those strings. Katy Perry was in the live lounge with Fern Cotton on a special today, which I didn't get to see. I heard a few bits of it, but it was very, very interesting. The one thing that everybody is astonished by is Katy Perry's fans are nuts. They're completely crazy. It's almost like, depending on how old you are, Beatlemania, Bros Mania, Take That, New Kids, One Direction Mania, but girls going crazy for another girl is actually quite rare. But they're as giddy as a fat lass in a sweet shop. It's just unbelievable. And they just constantly scream and giggle at everything Katy Perry says. They are insane.
I did do the Smurfs. I dropped an earring. Yeah. I did the Smurf movie. I was the voice of Smurfette.
Yeah.
And, it's not an earring. It's just one of those things from my dress.
Yeah. Ah, a bead from my dress. Quick, grab it. Smell it, lick it.
I threw the bead. For all of you listening, I threw the bead for all of you listening out to the audience, and someone has passed out.
No wonder Katy Perry's actually a little bit nuts, which is really unsurprising now when you know that that's her fans just react like that. I dropped a bead from my dress. As you would imagine, that would be quite irritating if you had people like that kind of just hanging on your every word and screaming and shouting all the time. And guess what? Katy gets irritated too.
Obviously, I think some of you, especially in the front of this group, they're a bit like, you're a bit stalkerish, but
in the nicest possible way.
No, it's okay. But you'll appreciate this. Shut up. You'll appreciate this film because I feel like if you know everything about me, which you do, kinda, you'll know even more.
Wow. If that's possible.
Like, it's basically like being in bed with me.
Oh my God.
Do you hear that? That is the scream of girls.
They like that. They like that a lot.
It's unreal. I'm really surprised by it. Like, I know she's huge. I know she's a massive worldwide pop star, but like, I never assumed that girls would scream at the thought of going to bed with Katy Perry or Katy Perry being in bed. They're as giddy as anything.
Shut up.
Isn't that? Kind of like it when she says shut up, though.
Shut up.
And then there was Fern mentioned me because I'd sent her that Twitter message and Katy Perry replied.
Somebody who wants to be your fast friend, as you've said, is Chris Moyles.
Shut
up. No, that's not the clip.
Me. Somebody who wants to be your fast friend, as you've said, is Chris Moyles, the DJ who's on before me.
I heard that. Yeah.
He's
a nice guy. We've had interviews together.
Yeah, so you remember him. He wasn't sure if you remember. Okay.
Please, Chris Moyles. We have a history.
Yeah, you see that? Yeah. We have history. That's right. She pulled out Chris Moyles Quiz Night the day before she was meant to be on. That's history. Oh, yeah. And when we did the marathon show a year ago, that ridiculous 52-hour non-stop radio show thing, she turned up about 1:45 in the morning with a load of things to keep us awake that included Mucky magazines and what can only be described as lady products, which I've got to be honest, I didn't use all of the gifts she brought in. Some, but not all of them.
Shut up.
Thank you. Anyway, from the live lounge from this morning, which hopefully you watched. If not, go back to the website and have a look. This is Katy Perry. Do you ever feel like a blessing? Yeah. Katy Perry. Nice. I'm very impressed.
Shut up.
People are saying that sounds like Fern.
Shut up.
It's Katy Perry. I think it sounds like Edith Bowman.
Shut up.
A little bit of Scottish there from Katy Perry.
Shut up.
Anyway, that is her doing her version of Firework. There will be a video up on the Radio 1 website soon when Will Kinder gets around to it. But the photos are online now and it looks great. It looks really, really good. And then that funny clip of Katie getting all kind of irritated by the fans screaming in the background. Kyle in Sheffield says, if Katy Perry gets annoyed with overly excitable and eccentric Brits, now we know why her marriage didn't last time.
Shut up!
It's a little bit harsh. Anyway, great. Katy Perry, brilliant. On the website, pictures and videos to follow. Have a look.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
All right, this is an exciting treat for everybody. We'll do the news, then we'll have a little chat with Chris Smith. It's 2:32.
Three children have been shot dead outside a school in France. And the top person at the BBC, Mark Thompson, has announced he is stepping down in the autumn.
What?
He is, yes. He's been the longest-serving director-general since the 1970s. Radio 1 Newsbeat, there's more at 3:30. Is that news to you?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Done my job then.
Oh, my God. Is he really?
Yeah, he's going after the Olympics.
He's going after the Olympics?
Yeah.
We've got the Olympics. Prime time all the time on BBC. Oh, my goodness. Oh, bless. That means I can apply.
I think you'd be great.
Director General of the BBC. Could you possibly imagine the Daily Mail would have a heart attack? Oh, well, I wish Mark all the very best. I like Mark. He's a nice guy. I don't see him very often because he's kind of a little bit busy, what with everything to run. But I like him. Oh, so he's announced that he's going to jack it in.
Yep, that's right.
How long has he been doing it for?
8 years, I think
is it
now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Ever since we started on the breakfast show.
Been busy.
Well, the two are not connected. Nah. Anyway. Now do I sing your jingle?
You can if you like.
Yeah, listen, how exciting is this? Chris Smith with the news, Chris Smith with the news, Chris Smith with the news. It doesn't really work when I do it.
We can work on it.
I thought I'd make one of my own because that's Greg's thing. So I've come up with one, like my version of Chris Smith with the news.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay. Chris Smith with the news. Chris Smith looks great nude. Chris Smith, he's still a virgin. And that's all I've got.
That's all right. Yeah, it's a start.
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
Couldn't think of anything that rhymed with virgin.
Well, and also it's a lie. Because, let's be honest, technically you're a floozy.
Well, yes.
And me and Chris met properly for the first time last week.
We did.
On our little team outing, our bonding session. And he set up me up with a few kind of teaser stories for us meeting again to do with people that he doesn't like, which I can't wait to get into.
That's what we do in Newsbeat. It's like, you know, you can hear more about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Our next bulletin.
It was like a news bulletin. It was like, for example, let's say Dominic or Itanias. It wasn't Dominic, but let's go. Chris goes, Dominic Byrne? Yeah, what about him? We'll have a chat over a pint. Oh, I'm like, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. There's more about that at 5:45.
Yeah. And but all this time I've been hearing you and Greg doing your banter and everything, and then I've not, we've kind of missed each other because obviously I'm out the door at 10:03.
That's
and
right.
You don't rock up until the lunchtime people have, you know, wandered back to work or dazed and confused from having an overdose of sugary sweets.
Yeah.
So it's good. Last time, when I was listening to you on Friday, though,
yeah,
you and Greg were discussing the possibility of Greg applying for the Archbishop's job.
He was keen, yeah, because the Archbishop of Canterbury is going to stand down. Greg fancied the job, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's thought that through.
Really?
Yeah. I think he'd get bored.
Yeah.
But now how weird is this? I'm now on, and what's our chat about? Me applying for the Director General of the BBC job.
But what, with you as Director General of the BBC, him as Archbishop...
What a great world it would be.
Yeah, imagine.
You're kind of like an actual walking, talking job finder.
You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
I don't get that reference.
No, me neither.
Because obviously I'm like young and cool and hip and everything. Unless there was a drum and bass remix of that track, I wouldn't know what you were talking about. Anyway, thank you, Chris.
See you later.
Chris Smith with the news. Chris Smith with the news. He's still a virgin. He's not really, he's a hussy. Alright, thank you. You know you buy a single off a band that you like and you often think to yourself 3.5 minutes later, I like it, but it's just not enough. I wish there was more material. Well, there is. They're called albums and we'll have an album chart preview coming up! I love this. He's called Madian, he's 17 years old from France, and that is his debut track, and it's called Icarus. Awesome. Bow, bow, bow. See, I love music, man.
The official chart.
The official chart. BBC.
Radio 1.
Right, so every Monday afternoon, Greg does the albums, and we tell you about albums, the long players, the LPs, the compact discs that don't stop after 4 minutes, which Reggie was announcing yesterday. So we're going to play, as ever, a track from the number one album in the UK, and then some new album chart releases, play a couple of tracks from some new albums that are out today. And then, so what we do is we go, I love this feature, by the way, brilliant. Only you girls could come up with this. You play the number one album, a track from it. Play a track from a new album out today. You play a track from another album out today. And then you do the top 10 singles. Not albums, singles. Sure. It's crazy. And how pleased am I to be on the air today playing a track from the UK's number one album. It's for an amazing cause, and it's been an amazing story. The Military Wives have got the number one album in the UK.
BBC Radio 1.
One, the home of the official album chart.
Should hear their version of Firestarter. It's awesome. Military Wives. Do you know, it's such a success story, because even if it's not your thing, you should buy a copy of it and give it to your mum or your auntie or something, because it's all good. And they're all these military wives and everything. I've got to go through all the, you know, they stay at home while they'll do their thing. It's just, you know, all that kind of life is just so removed from my life. And it's good that they're kind of bringing awareness and making some money and everything. And the UK is taking it to heart. That is the number one, the biggest selling album at the moment is Military Wives, and that is a track called Wherever You Are. The group entered the chart at 2 last week, and they've gone up to number one, which very rarely happens. And obviously the Christmas number one single, Wherever You Are. And if you're sitting at home crying now, don't you worry, we will soon play some electro pop to bring you back up.
The official chart.
The official chart. BBC.
Radio 1.
You may have heard people on Radio 1. You may be even aware of Mike Snow. It's not a man, it's a they. Now, I need to check this out because I get freaked out every time I hear Fern Cotton or Greg or anybody else or Zane Lowe say Mike Snow, because years ago, when I was very, very, very young, there was a TV show called X-Files, and I'm sure Mike Snow did the music for X-Files, and if it's not Mike Snow, it's something very similar. And I think there was a dance version in the chart of the theme to X-Files. Sarah's going to look it up. I always forget to look it up. So when people refer to Mike Snow as they, because it's an act, it's a duo. And they always go, oh, Mike Snow, they are playing or whatever. I'm like, no, that's a dude, right? He did the X-Files theme tune. Am I right?
No, it's Mark Snow.
Mark Snow! I'm not a million miles away. Anyway, it's the second album. The first single to be taken from that album was Paddling Out, and was Zane's hottest record, or big thing, whatever you want to call it these days. Performing at the Reading and Leeds Festival later on this year, let's play a track from their brand new album, which is out today. Their album is called Happy To You. Let's play the track you might know called Paddling Out. Out today from Mike Snow. Like this. Mike Snow's album is out today. Their album's out today. See, it's not the X-Files, man. That's Mark Snow. And I'm probably the only person in the world who was thinking that Mike Snow did X-Files. Anyway, the album is called Happy To You. Their second album out today. That track is Paddling Out. I like it. Nice. 3, go! They're playing Reading and Leeds. Reading and Leeds is a really, really good lineup this year. And if you are going to the Leeds Festival, the Leeds side of Reading and Leeds, don't forget to look out for my mum, who goes every year. This is not a joke. This is completely true. And she's normally on BBC Look North on a Friday, live from said festival, talking about what band she wants to see. This is not a joke. It's never a setup. It's unbelievable. I think it was last year or the year before when they said, who are you looking forward to seeing? She goes, well, I'm missing Dizzy Rascal. He's on the stage now. I'm missing him on the main stage because I have to do this chat with you. But I'm really looking forward to going to see the Cribs later on. It's the funniest thing. It really is the funniest thing ever. Anyway, my mum will be in Leeds. I'll send it to see Mike Stone and get into a review. The soundtrack to Hunger Games, which is the new movie coming out, of course produced, the executive produced by Academy Award winner T-Bone Burnett, who's one of my favourites. The album features Arcade Fire and the Civil Wars and many other. The lead single from the album is Taylor Swift. This album is out today. Soundtrack for the movie Hunger Games. This is Taylor Swift with Safe and Sound. Taylor Swift there from the album of the Hunger Games songs from the movie, you know, the Hunger Games, which I, by the way, cannot wait to see. That is right up my street, I've got to say. And when you add the Taylor Swift soundtrack on top of that, oh boy, it's literally like this movie and that track were made just for my ears and eyes.
The official chart.
The official chart. BBC.
Radio 1.
I don't know if you know, you should know already, by the way, that they've visualised the chart now on a Sunday and you can watch all the videos and everything like that. You can see Reggie in the studio, who was wearing a ridiculous wig the other week for some reason. I was watching the highlights video. It didn't really explain why he had a big Afro wig on, which I'm thinking is really funny. If you've never seen Reggie before, you put it on and you go, well, I did not think he would look like that. He doesn't. Anyway, so those albums out today. Mike Snow, Happy to You. And the Hunger Games soundtrack, songs from District 12 and beyond.
Yeah.
And the UK number one album, well done, congratulations to everybody involved in the Military Wives In My Dreams album. As I said, might not be your cup of tea, don't worry about it. Buy it anyway, give it to a mum, like an extra Mother's Day present. Knowing radio and listeners, most of you have forgotten to give your mum a present on Sunday anyway. All right, let's find out what is the top 10 of the singles. Let's play the current UK number one. I know already. 10. Jay-Z and Kanye and Paris are at number 10 with a single.
Sony right that we be fair. Psycho, I'm libo to go Michael.
9. Stussy and Love Me is number 9. I like this song. 8. He was in with us this morning, David Guetta. This track featuring Nicki Minaj is Turn Me On at number 8.
7.
DJ Fresh and Hot Right Now is number 7. And look who's back at number 6.
6.
It's David Guetta again. Excellent track.
5.
Alright, top 5 looks like this. Flo Rida and Wild Ones is number 5.
4.
Emily Sandé, Next to Me, is number 4 this week.
3.
Alexandra Burke. Elephant. That's the name of the track, I'm not being rude. Nicki Minaj and the Brilliant Starships is number 2. It didn't make it to number 1 because Gautier is still the biggest selling single at the moment in the UK.
This is the UK's official number 1.
Watch the top 10 videos from 6 p.m. every Sunday, only on the Radio 1 website.
Gautier, the UK's number 1.
Money that I used to know.
I think it's one of those songs that's slowly grown on so many people. Somebody. Did with me. I like that bit at the end. Right, it's just after 3 o'clock, which means it's time for the 10-minute takeover, which it's really funny because Laura's just had to explain to me the rules of the 10-minute takeover. And the rules of the 10-minute takeover, my favourite rule is we can only play stuff that basically Radio 1 plays. So if you text in and say, I'd like some Tchaikovsky, followed by some Brahms, and then I'd like some Beethoven, apparently you can get stuffed and we won't play it. But if you say, I want some Prodigy, followed by some... Is it from what Radio 1 plays or what Radio 1's ever played?
It's in the music store, so it means it's got to be clean with no effing and jeffing.
Right, so if you want some NWA, followed by some Prodigy, followed by some Chubby Brown, then it's probably a no. What a downer. Right. But you know how this works, so get your phone out. 81199 is the text number. Let's go. So you text in three songs. One song, rather. And then we choose three. That's what we do. So text me a song that you'd like to hear on Radio 1 and stick your name on it and where you're from. You don't have to, but, you know, then you know it's for you. And the text number is 81199. We'll let this music build for a little bit. Then we press refresh and we take what?
It's the three songs at the top when you refresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I refresh.
Because you said we'll pick three and that's not the rule.
Oh, we'll pick the top
3. Oh.
So I hit refresh?
Yeah.
Okay, this'll be good. Watch the text crash on me. Oh, really? Do I have to take those?
Yeah.
Oh, don't do I?
Don't cheat.
Okay, number one. Can you see them?
No.
Okay, I'm going to highlight them.
What's the first one?
I don't want to say. I'm going to tell you off the air. Ready?
Right. Yeah.
Big Dan in Clacton-on-Sea. You're an idiot. But actually, do you know what? You could be a genius. Actually, it's in the system?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, and then... okay, do I say what the other ones are?
No,
I'm just going to go with this. Okay, Big Dan in Clacton-on-Sea. You could have had any song in the world. You could have asked for Beatles or Rolling Stones or anything from the 80s or the 90s or anything that we couldn't play. You could have chosen Plan B. You could have chosen anything. What on earth possessed you to choose the track that you chose? But Big Dan, it might just be a stroke of genius and the nation might just love it. Let's find out what he wanted. Let's play track number one. I'm going to say it's not loaded. Track number one on today's 10-minute takeover.
The 10-minute takeover.
I can refresh the text now and see if people are actually enjoying this. I bet they are. I think Big Dan actually, from my initial... I think I peaked too soon with going, you're a dummy. Jump, jump, believe it. I don't remember this originally, of course, because like I'm young and 24 and stuff, but what a tune. Come on, let's go for it. Jump, jump. Jump, jump. Laura, come on.
Jump, jump.
Sarah.
Jump, jump.
Grow up, child. All right, so Big Dan in Clacton-on-Sea, well done. A bit of crisscross and jump from the early 1990s. Matt Taylor in Worcester, your name was next on the text. It was underneath Big Dan for the first time, and hopefully for the last time you're underneath Big Dan. Matt Taylor from Worcester, any song in the world, you chose this. It's a DRE. Still Dre, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg. Chosen by Matt Taylor from Worcester, any song in the world. And that's what you went for. 10-minute takeover is killing it today. Best one for a while, says somebody on the text. Glad you like it. Chris Cross jump into Dr. Dre. Should never work, but it just did. 10-minute takeover, one song left. Simon on the M3. Yes, it's you. You chose it. Any song in the world. He chose this. Songs chosen by you randomly for 10-minute takeover. That brings us up to, oh, almost 20 past three.
The 10-minute takeover. BBC Radio 1.
The heavy irony on Greg James's show is quite ridiculous. They do a 10-minute takeover which lasts for 20 minutes. Crisscross Jump, chosen by Big Dan and Clacton on C. Thank you, Big Dan. Dr. Dre, still D-R-E, featuring Snoop Dogg from Matt Taylor in Worcester. Nice one, Matt. And then Pulp, Disco 2000. Simon on the M3, who, fingers crossed, did not drive faster than he should have done while that was on. It hasn't been known in the past. Not you, but people. All right, and there you go. Back tomorrow, hopefully, with Greg James.
The 10-minute takeover. BBC Radio 1.
So this is fun. All my jingle, I don't have any of those jingles. You know, the Greg James, Radio 1. I don't have any of them. Fern Cotton. They didn't make any for me. So all my jingles are all to do with the Chris Moyles show, because that's what I do in the morning. It's the Chris Moyles show. But this is Greg's show, and I am Chris Moyles. And so I've dug out some old Chris Moyles jingles from when I used to be on in the afternoon, when I was 11. 12, obviously, 13, whatever it was. And they're a little bit, some would say, perhaps out of date, but you know what goes around comes around and becomes retro or whatnot. So anyway, though lots of famous people used to listen to the show in the afternoon, so we made jingles highlighting how popular we were with famous people. So I've found them and I've dug them out, and I'm now going to play a few of them for you today.
As heard by such celebrities as
Carol Vorderman,
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Carol Vorderman, and that is a group shout for the jingle anoraks out there. Here comes another one.
As heard by such celebrities as
Dale Winton,
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
It's good, that one, isn't it? And then, obviously, there were music acts that used to listen to the show. So we had a jingle that said which famous acts used to listen.
As heard by such celebrities as Tina, Rachel, Hannah, Joe,
Bradley, Paul and John.
It's S Club 7.
It's Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Yeah, I still got it.
If you lay out on the pavement.
Yeah! Foo Fighters, they're playing Reading and Leeds. It's going to be awesome. Do you want to go, Laura? You don't? Why? Foo Fighters, they did nothing for you? Foo Fighters? Are you serious? Oh, my God. I love that. They're amazing live. Did you not see them at the big weekend?
No.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
The other tent?
Nobody. Oh. Nobody worth watching. I went to see Foo Fighters. I stood at the back of the tent at the big weekend, and then I went to see Zane Lowe DJing, who was awesome. That's what I did, because that's how I roll. Uh-huh.
I was probably seeing Scouting for Girls or something.
Right. Who were equally like the Foo Fighters. Right, so Katy Perry this morning, she did a cover version. There were four options for her to do. She shocked everybody. Katy Perry from the Live Lounge special today. Listen to this.
Fall so hard, mothers wanna find me.
Wow. Well, I bet a lot of people hated that, but you know, you've got to give her props for doing that, for laying down the spits and rhymes there. Shut up. I'm down with it.
Sure.
I'm down with it. Katy Perry doing Kanye, and you can shut up, Chris Smith, as well, laughing before you do the news. Katy Perry and Paris doing that on the Live Lounge special from this morning. There are photos on the website, and there will be, unless it's there already, a video of some of her songs that she did this morning for the lovely Fern Cotton. Katy Perry from the Live Lounge special today, and she tweeted me today, did Katy Perry, and I replied with, "Sorry, who are you?" Which I thought was brilliant. Oh, what a child. All right, okay. I'm in for Greg, because Greg's off. He's got a cold, so he's not here today. Fingers crossed, back tomorrow, because quite frankly, I'm going to need to play Xbox tomorrow afternoon.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
First, Chris Smith with the news at 3:32.
A man's opened fire at a school in France.
1 Newsbeat. There's more at 4:30.
Chris Smith with the news. Chris Smith with the news. He's still a virgin.
It's only been an hour.
The what?
It's only been an hour since you last called me one, you know.
Okay, I'll change it. Hang on. Chris Smith with the news. Chris Smith with the news. Look at him naked.
Better.
Yeah? Do you want me to keep going?
Say that. Yeah.
I could do this all day.
Why not?
Okay. Chris Smith with the news. Chris Smith with the news. Never learned to ride a bike. Which is not true from what I've heard.
Oh, I've got stabilisers.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, in fact. You're right then?
Good, yes.
Yeah, how is it in the Newsbeat office today?
Quiet, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
How's Rod McKenzie?
Oh, he's in his office.
Is he? Does he not pop out in the afternoon?
Only if he's cross with me.
Oh, really?
But normally it's okay.
Have you had a dressing down from him today?
Not today.
Oh, good. Yeah. Have you had a compliment from him today?
Not yet. Oh, well, I know he's thinking it.
It might be about to happen.
Maybe.
If you look behind you. No, he's not there. He's in the office.
Oh, don't do that.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Guess who's in the studio?
I can see him.
Yeah. Westworld!
What's up, baby?
Yeah!
Yes, what's up, baby?
Yeah, Westworld!
Oh, baby, nice to see you, fam.
Thank you, sir. What's up? And don't forget Chris Smith with the news on the screen.
Oh, exactly. I saw Rod McKenzie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he looked like he had a dinner jacket, evening suit on.
Always dresses smart
always
for work.
To read the news, yeah?
Yeah, always.
Yeah, I think he was going for a job interview.
I love how when he speaks to Team Westwood, that echo is always there.
It's naturally in the voice.
Yeah. There's no.
My mouth is a temple, Chris, so worship in it.
I won't worship in it, I'll worship at it.
If you please, because
right.
It is
if
open
that's
to
right.
You.
Boom!
For Sunday service.
Whoa!
Yeah! Oh, nice to be there, Chris.
Westwood is on our sister station.
Our sister station, yeah, our younger sister station.
Which should be called our brother station, when
really,
it's a man.
Yeah.
And he's on at 4 o'clock. And if you've not ever listened to
check your sister
Tim,
out.
You should check Tim out.
He's with your sister.
I don't have a sister.
No, with your sister station.
Right, yeah, with my
I'll
sister.
I'll be on your sister.
Thank you, on station. My sister station.
I'll be on your sister.
It doesn't work, station. I don't have a sister. It'll
but
be
I'll be on
my brother station.
4 till 7 yeah. Going in. Because I go in.
Yeah, that's right. He does.
On your sister's station.
All right, okay. Can I just say, by the way?
You know, I've been banned from here for a while.
Have you?
Yes.
Why?
She banned me.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
And the weird thing is, Tim Westwood walks into the studio and there's a load of sweets in here and he's picked up a few packets and it's like he's like a child that's had too many E numbers. You really are giddy.
What E numbers are you talking about?
From the sweets?
Oh.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Oh, I've been banned. Do you know why I've been banned?
I dread to even ask.
I believe because I'm
Chris Smith with the news.
I'm Cam Scott.
With the news. Chris Smith with the news. I get out of the link. Abort the link. Bye, Chris Smith.
Bye.
Bye. Shush, stop talking. Stop talking. Right. It's 20 to 4. Nicki Minaj.
Let's go to the beach. Eat. Let's go get a wave. Bang.
What you think? Coldplay are amazing. They're brilliant live. Chris Martin and all that. Now, do you like Coldplay, Laura?
Yes.
Do you like anything?
Yes.
Oh, you like Coldplay? You do, proper.
I kind of like what 15-year-old boys like.
You like what 15-year-old boys like?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I don't really know where to go with that, but thanks anyway. Coldplay, and before that, Nicki Minaj on Radio 1. It's quarter to Scott Mills. Film star, sports star, soap star too. They could be calling. And Scott Mills has joined us for Star Caller. It's not you today, is it?
Oh, have I turned up at the wrong time?
No, indeed.
Listen, I just wanted to say hello.
It's never the wrong time for you, Scott Mills.
You look very fresh-faced.
You look like you've just literally come out of the television. Your hair is perfect. Your skin is perfect. Your eyes look bluer than ever.
Maybe I am wearing a bit of makeup today.
Right. For the radio show?
No, for a magazine.
Ah. It's not time for Amsterdam Monthly again, is it?
Not yet, no. Right. It's a 6-page spread in Grazia. No, it's not.
Wow. I once did a 12-page spread, but it was only one photo.
Was that one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
My belly. On
remember pages that? Was that three, Sky four, magazine? Five,
yeah, let's not talk about it. So anyway, are you ready for your show?
No, actually.
I can't do much longer.
I know. You've done 50 million hours before. This is a walk in the park.
I've had fun today. It's been great.
You sound great, actually.
I got myself some holiday spending money from the extra on-air shift because I ain't doing this for free.
Paying you extra, is it?
What?
Are they paying you extra?
I'm getting an extra shift.
Are you?
I tell you what, I naturally assumed I was. Otherwise, I ain't continuing.
No, I don't think that happens anymore. Honestly.
Right, bye-bye.
No, don't be like that. Come on. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Coming up here, upsetting him. Look, back in the day when I used to fill in for people and various people didn't turn up for the breakfast show. Not you. That's never happened.
Even though I haven't left yet, I'm leaving now.
Is this a bit like when I say goodnight on Twitter and then tweet again?
Well, I didn't hear you. What was that?
Nothing.
I'd left.
Okay.
I can't go on.
All right. Shall I take over now or?
If you want. I'm going. Bye-bye. What? Shall I just
come
keep
back.
Going? I'm already here.
Don't go away.
Scott Mills, ladies and gentlemen, will be here on your radio dial at 4 o'clock. What's wrong?
As if it like when you run away from home and go, I'm going, goodbye. And then 5 minutes later, it's like, oh, it's radio, I'll come back.
I once ran away from home once and I was caught at the top of the road by a lovely lady who decided to walk me home. And the reason that we got talking was I asked her if she'd walk me across the road because even though I'd run away from home, I'm not allowed to cross the road on my own.
I love that.
So I just walked straight up the road to the shops and stood at the Pelican Crossing. And when we went, what are you doing? I went, can you help me cross the road, please? I'm running away from home, but I'm not allowed to cross the road on my own. She goes, why don't we go and take you back home and you can tell your mummy and daddy that you're running away so they know. I went, okay. I used to talk like Cartman when I was younger.
Okay.
But I've got to do Star Caller. It's a good one today.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye, Scott Mills.
Where are you going?
Okay, hang on a sec. Bye, Scott. I
haven't gone yet. Still here.
Okay, come on, hurry up. Oh, he's off.
Bye.
There you are. Right, Star Caller, you know exactly what this is. You send us a message anytime you like, by the way, saying who you would love to get a phone call from. Oh, I'd like to get a phone call from Jensen Button because I love Jensen Button. Or I really like Katy Perry. I'd love it if Katy Perry would call me up. Or I really like the stars of the Twilight movies. I hope that Bobby Patterson would send me a little phone call one day. Well, you just never know your luck, and it's been happening for ages. It's a great idea. Who is going to get a phone call from somebody famous, and who will the star caller be today? This might just get some of the ladies all excited, and it might just get a few of the men excited too. Today's star caller is about to make their star call.
Hello.
Hey, is Matthew there, please?
Matthew speaking.
Hey, Matthew, how are you, man? I'm calling from a show called Star Caller with Greg James. It's Michael Bublé, and he asked me to give you a call.
You're joking.
I'm not joking. How are you, dude?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. You know what? This is, I'm just thrilled that we can start our bromance like this on the telephone.
That's what my wife would say.
I heard you were singing some of the songs and stuff. You had some karaoke going or something?
That's right, yeah.
What song were you singing? What's your favorite song to sing?
I sang a crazy little thing called Love on our honeymoon on a cruise ship.
Where did you go? Where was the cruise?
It was the Baltic states, so we did Norway, Sweden, Finland, Estonia, Russia.
Whoa,
Denmark.
That's so beautiful.
It was great. It was really
It sounds
great.
Nice. It sounds really nice. How long have you been married?
A year and a bit.
Oh, you have beat the LA average by 1 year. Which is very good. Listen, dude, I don't want to drive you crazy or anything, but, I mean, would you be willing to sing a little bit for me, with me?
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Okay, I'll sing with you, too. I mean, this is how a bromance starts. We support each other.
Yeah, fine, no problem.
I feel like it's kind of creepy a little bit, but I can't, there's something about it that I like.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, cool. I don't mind, whatever.
Okay, you choose the song. You choose the song, Matt.
I quite like Feeling Good. I suppose that's pretty
done.
That's pretty fun.
Done and done. Let's go. So you want me to start or you want to start?
Yeah, you can start. Yeah,
okay.
I'm still a bit shell-shocked.
All right. Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
Sun in the sky, you know how I feel.
Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel.
It's a new dawn.
I'll do the music.
It's a new day. It's a new life. For me,
mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling good.
Bum, dun, 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 oh, Matthew, that was beautiful, dude. Honestly, I will open for you anytime. Where are you right now, Matt?
I'm sat at home, just about to go out, actually.
Where are you going?
I'm going to drop my wife's piano off to her at a rehearsal, so...
Oh, she's a musician.
Yeah, she plays piano, yeah.
Oh, cool, cool, that's great. Well, I look forward to meeting you, man.
That's amazing, thank you so much.
No, dude, thank you for writing the letter. It was very nice of you, and it's always nice to start a new bromance.
Take care, man.
My brother from another mother. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Bye, bud.
Nice! What's the dude's name again?
Matthew.
No, the singer, the Canadian dude... Michael Bublé calling up Matthew, and Matthew singing with Michael Bublé. And there aren't many people on planet Earth who have sung with Michael Bublé. I have. Yeah. I sang a bit of Cry Me a River. No! That's all I did. Right, so if you would like a star call from a star caller, you'd be the caller, they would be the star. No, they'd be the caller. Doesn't matter, you know what I mean. Then here's what you need to do. I'm guessing, because no one's told me. You go on the website or something, some sniz like that, and you go, hi, and you send a thing to Greg's page on the website. Yeah?
That's it.
Don't leave me hang, girls. Like I'm saying, I don't know. I'm not applied. Seriously, if I want a phone call from someone cool, handsome, famous, and impressive, I just leave a voicemail from myself. Tongue firmly in cheek. Go to the website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Say who you would like to get a phone call from, and it doesn't matter how ridiculous it is. Will I Am, Jesse J, Tom Jones, even that dude from the script. And you might be sitting there one day and your mobile goes and you go, hello?
Hello, I'm Matthew, Tom Jones speaking.
And you go, oh, wicked, Tom. I want to hear Matthew and Michael Bublé singing again. Let's hear that.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
Come on, don't mess it up. Here we go.
Sun in the sky. You know how I feel.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Breeze drifting on by.
Oh, it's getting messy.
You know how I feel.
It's getting messy, Matthew.
It's a new dawn.
I'll do the music.
It's a new day.
Oh, dear.
It's a new life.
Yeah.
For me.
Don't screw it up. Don't screw it up.
And I'm feeling...
Bum, gone on, in on, yeah. Oh, Matt?
Yeah, no thanks.
Star caller, BBC Radio 1.
Ah! And if you're playing Michael Bublé talking, you gotta play Mr. Michael Bublé singing. And nothing puts Scott Mills in a better mood than listening to Bublé before he starts his show. He is next after the bubble.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, you love that.
Tasty.
You love it.
Of course I love it.
Is it true you never hear the end of the last 10 minutes of Greg's show because you've always got Michael Bublé CD playing in your studio to get you, quote, in the mood?
That's true.
That's what I heard.
It's normally the Christmas one.
I love that album.
So do I.
Which is your favourite?
It's hard to say.
I like the one with the girls.
Well, the one that he did on the special.
Yeah, I like that
yes,
one.
Yes, yes, yes. Right. Hi.
He's so great. He's brilliant.
I love him, yeah. A little bit touchy-feely.
Well, he is.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't mind that, though.
I know you don't.
In a man.
Because you're the same.
I know you're a bit funny with that kind of thing, but I'm kind of open.
Which
I don't mind.
Which is surprising, really.
Yeah, I didn't think. So, this is weird.
I know, but you're now doing the new prime time slot on Radio 1, so welcome along, once or four.
I'm like Super Depp.
Yes, you are.
You know,
like you can just keep going for hours.
Well, I don't want to brag.
I admire that in a man.
Thanks. So, from what I can remember, yeah. But and is everybody in your studio? Everyone's fired up.
Yeah, we're all fired up and we feel alive.
Is Becky in there?
No, she's off.
She's not well, or
no, just having a day in loo.
If I find out that her and Greg have done a booze cruise to Calais.
Actually, yeah, they've probably gone to the hypermarché.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Say it again.
To get the wines and all that.
It's called the what?
The hypermarché.
I never knew that.
Yeah. That's French for hypermarket.
Wowzers. Well, this is nice.
They'll be getting those little pointless bottles of beer. Do you know the ones I mean? My dad always brings back
the
from
tiny
France.
Ones.
Yeah, what's the point of them?
Yeah. Well, do you know what? Literally, that's what gets Laura, producer Laura, out of bed in the morning, from what I believe.
Like, gets her through the show.
She hangs them off strings so she can bite the top off with her teeth. She doesn't really kind of drink it. She kind of uses it as some kind of weird hotel-like face wash. Whiskey today. Must be a Thursday.
L'Alsace.
Well, anyway, Scott, I'm going to let you go on with it. We're going to have a quick Michael Bublé reprise.
I like that.
And then you get to start your show, or whoever gets to start your show.
That's right.
Okay, you ready?
Go!